3, 2, 1.
Welcome to Exfabula!
True personal story.
Exfabula is a Milwaukee nonprofit committed to strengthening community bonds through the art of storytelling.
Exfabula Radio Time on Lake Effect Weekend on 89.7 WUWM. I'm Bruce Winter with Exfabula co-founder Leah Delaney. We sit in the studio every weekend. Leah brings stories from past Exfabula events. And these next few weeks are really great because these are the people who were the audience favorites this year.
I thought you were about to say, these are the people in your neighborhood. But they are, actually. They're Milwaukeeans.
They are, yeah. You're right.
Season 9 was such a bang. We had so many great stories at our story slams and events. And you are exactly right. We are running down all of the audience favorites from this past season, airing them in hopes that we're going to ramp up a lot of excitement for our Season 9 All-Stars event on May 18th at Turner Hall Ballroom.
Yes, that is quite the show. I have sat through a couple of those, and these are the best storytellers of the year, telling stories that are longer and on a different topic.
Yeah, so usually they're 5 minutes. You know, they're all real, true personal stories, no notes and all that jazz. But this time they are 10 minutes long, or up to 10 minutes. So they're longer form stories. They're based on a completely different theme, which this year it's going to be connections. So it'll be a really good time.
Oh, sounds good. Well, so what do we got up first here?
Yeah. Let's do it. Let's roll with December. We had a story slam based on the theme of tradition. So ho, ho, ho. Let's listen to the audience favorite, Tony Anderson.
With the holidays upon us, I feel it's important to give you a very serious warning. Santa is dangerous. Now, don't get me wrong. I love Santa, and Santa's always been a very important part of our family's Christmas tradition. When my father was growing up, Santa visited them while they were away at Christmas Eve service, and so they arrived home to find presents. In my mom's family tradition, they woke up on Christmas morning and Santa had visited during the night. Well, since my parents couldn't agree on anything, they decided we were gonna have Santa visit twice. And so we reaped the benefit of it. We came home from Christmas Eve service and we found our major presents underneath the Christmas tree. And then when we went to bed, despite the fact that Santa's busy delivering Christmas presents all over the world, he came back a second time and filled our stockings. It was a tradition that we carried on with our own children once I got married. But about 5 years ago, my views on Santa changed. I started teaching second grade, and I found out something very important. Santa is the most dangerous minefield I can walk when I'm talking with my 7 and 8 year old students. Now, most of them are fierce believers in Santa Claus. A few of them are starting to question things. And unfortunately, there are a few who do not believe and feel it's their job to enlighten the rest of their peers. The other problem is Santa can pop up anytime, any place. So one time, months after Christmas was over, I was reading a book about polar bears to my 7 and 8 year olds. And I was telling them that polar bears are predators, and they eat seals and small walruses and caribou. And one of my students said, "Well, Mr. Anderson, what's a caribou?" And I wasn't even thinking about it. And I said, "Well, it's a reindeer." And one horrified student said, "They eat Santa's reindeer?" I realized I had just stepped on a landmine. Fortunately, one of my really bright students spoke up and said, "No, they can't eat Santa's reindeer. They're too fast and they can fly." Another time, we were on Google Earth and we're looking at the pyramids of Giza and the Great Wall of China. And I said, "Where do you guys want to go next?" And of course, the answer was the North Pole. "We want to see Santa's workshop." "I don't think we can do that, guys." "Well, why not?" "It's hidden by Christmas magic." And that seemed to suffice. So, 2 years ago, we had successfully navigated the Christmas season. Winter break was over, we came back, no Santa incidents, and I was relieved. We were coming back from lunchtime recess, and one of my really impulsive students came inside and he said, "Well, you know, there's no such thing as Santa Claus." And one of my believers said, "Yes, there is, otherwise who eats the Christmas cookies?" It was flawless logic, but the decrier was undeterred. And so he said, "No, there isn't." And I gave him my best teacher look. And I silently mouthed the words, "Stop right now." And then I got my students to gather up their supplies and we headed off to art class. And once we got there, I pulled my impulsive student aside and I let the rest of the students go into class. And once I realized it was safe, I turned to him and I said, "It's okay if you know that there's no such thing as Santa. But please, think about your classmates. Don't wreck this for them. Think about their parents." And his eyes got really wide, and he looked at me. And he said, "Well, I didn't know." And I said, "What? But you said..." And he said, "Well, my cousin told me there was no such thing as Santa, but I didn't believe him." Santa truly is the most dangerous minefield in second grade.
And that was our favorite December dream killer, Tony Anderson, with his story about Santas and tradition.
I'm telling you, Santa Claus is not only a minefield if you're a teacher in elementary school. And I have a niece and a nephew that both teach elementary school. So, but even in the family, if there's an older sibling, you know they're waiting for the day when they can kill your Santa Claus fantasy.
Right? Just waiting in the wings.
Oh, I'm telling you.
So we are featuring all of season 9 audience favorites because they're all going to be taking the stage on May 18th at the All Stars Showdown. But we do have a lot of other events that we showcase during our seasons with Xfabula, one of which is a really important one. We have a fellowship again this year, and we have a couple more fellowship events happening. So the first one is going to be on Sunday, May 6th at 12:30. It's on the theme of building bridges, and that's going to be at All Saints Catholic Church. And then fellows and facilitators, media and representation. That one's going to be all about, you know, who produces the media, who's behind the media, who is the media showcasing. Really important stuff. Who's being left out, more importantly.
How do I sign up for that?
Oh, you can go to xfabula.org, and, you know, all these events are free.
Mm-hmm.
So all of the fellowship events are free, and you just go on and you pre-register. Make sure you have your seat, because these do have a tendency to fill out. So Milwaukee, make sure you pre-register. I know we have a bad habit of walking up to a door and thinking we can get in.
Not always the case.
Mm-hmm. So let's roll it right into our second story of the day. This one is from our first time Story Slam, which was in February, and here is the audience favorite, Patricia McNamee Rosenberg.
This is about the first time that I had a date in 30 years. And my husband had died a year before this. And I went online and met a widower from Wisconsin. I'm from Illinois. Don't mind that. Anyway, so he was coming to see me at my new apartment in Illinois, and so I went over to the neighbor's house and I said, "This guy Denny is coming over to see me. Do you mind if you meet him and if I disappear, do something?" And she goes, "Oh yeah, no problem." So then I go shopping with my friend Peggy for my new date, and Peggy and I have been friends forever. We go and we're walking out of the mall. We get in my car, I look down at my cigarettes. I don't smoke. Peggy, we're in the wrong car. We jump out like we'd robbed a bank. We run down, we get in my car, we drive away, and we go to lunch. And then we're getting out at lunch, and I look back for my purse, and my purse is in the other car. And so Now I'm hysterical. My whole life is in this car. It is a Coach bag. It has $250 of cash, all my IDs, and my cell phone. And I'm like, Peggy, I have this date. What are we going to do? So we go look for the car. We're driving around this parking lot. You know, there's no car. My purse isn't waving at us. I go, oh, no, we're going to have to call the police. So I call the police, and the dispatcher, she says to me, you know, ma'am, we are not a lost and found. And I said, well, you know, it could have been kind of stolen, maybe. And she goes, no, it wasn't stolen. You gave your purse away. I said, well, you know, maybe so, but you've got to get someone here to help me. I have no place to go. And she goes, okay. So she sends this 14-year-old policeman over, and he drives in his SUV, this plainclothes SUV. He rolls down the window. He wouldn't even get out. He goes, well, you know, ma'am, he goes, Your purse is missing. I go, well, it's actually not missing. The car it was in is missing. And I said, you know, and he goes, well, did it look like your car? I said, it could have been a Greyhound bus. We were talking a lot. I have no idea what we got in. And he goes, well, you know, I can't do anything for you. This wasn't stolen. I said, well, okay. He gave me a fake police report number. And he goes, you're going to take this, and then you can get everything replaced. He goes, I have a friend that lives in your neighborhood. He's a cop. He's not going to find your purse, but if we find your purse, I'll send him to your house. I said, terrific. Meanwhile, Peggy's in a bathroom. She's just dying. She's laughing so hard. So anyway, so I go home. I replace all my IDs and everything. Denny comes over, and I tell him this story, and he acts like this happens every day. No big deal, you know. We go out for margaritas, and at the second pitcher of margaritas, I get this phone call from the neighbors, and a policeman had showed up at the door, and the policeman says, you know, Birgit, my neighbor, calls, and she goes, Patty, you know, your purse is here, but you aren't here. You're with some guy in Wisconsin, thinking something happened to me. So meanwhile, we go to the police station the next day, Denny and I. We go to pick up the purse, and I walk in, and they give me my purse, and it had been all organized, and there was this long list, like toilet paper long list, and it said things like Tylenol PM, old used Band-Aid, 3 M&Ms, 2 yellow, 1 green. It was so humiliating. Then they go, ma'am, you're not going to believe this, but your purse was found in the mayor's wife's car. And she just drove up to see her husband for lunch. He happened to work in the same place as the police, and hands it over. And I'm going, I didn't care where it was found. I go, tell me that they looked alike. Tell me the cars looked alike so Denny wouldn't run away. And he goes, yes, ma'am, the cars were identical. I go, hey, listen, could you keep this out of, like, the you know, papers or anything so nobody knows there was no crime? He goes, are you kidding, ma'am? We have your name on the bulletin board. Everybody's talking about you. We're going to start a blog about you. So Denny and I are still together, and he survived our first date.
And that was Patricia McNamee Rosenberg's story.
You know, I got to laugh because it is funny, but I will never get into the wrong car because I don't think there's another car that looks like mine in Milwaukee or Wisconsin. You know, how many 15-year-old Honda Civics are out there with, you know, Brewer stickers on them? Not too many.
Is it still running, Bruce?
It is still running.
Oh, good.
It makes a little noise, but, you know, it gets me to work every day, and that's all that matters.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, good, good, good. Okay, so to wrap up today's All-Stars Preview Part 2, or DUR, we have a couple fellowship events coming up on May 6th and on May 9th. And then, of course, the Season 9 All-Stars season finale event, which the theme is Connection. That's going to be at Turner Hall Ballroom on May 18th. Get your tickets and all information story-related at xfabula.org.
And I know you recommend getting tickets ahead of time, especially for the All-Stars event. Although Turner Hall holds a lot of people.
It does.
Make sure you have a ticket, right?
Yep, indeed.
All right. And if you want to hear these stories again or share them with others, you will find them at wuwm.com with pictures, too.
That's great news.
All right.
Thank you, Bruce.
We'll see you next week.